Rabbi Yehuda Marmenstein.
I've got two sedras to talk about tonight, this morning. Sazria and Tzaira. The beginning of Sazria, it says, Dabel ne Yisrael leimoy isho ki Sazria v'yoldo zocha v'tomo shivas yomim ki meinidas dvoi sotidmo. So this Gemara in Nida, the Gemara says, why is it that Bris Milah is on the 8th day, not on the 7th day? Why would we have thought Bris Milah should be on the 7th day? Because it's 7 days of Tumah. Because it says, as for Zoch, it's 7 days of Tumah. So we would have thought it should be on the 7th day, not the 8th day. So the Gemara answers, this is from Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon ben Yochai is a chinyon d'yayim, is a chinyon d'yayim. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, the answer is, Shaloi yiu kulam smeichim, v'ovi v'imo yatzovim. There's an issue of sensitivity over here. We don't want everybody at the bris to be happy, and the father and the mother will be sad. So Rashi says, "Shoichlin v'shoisin besuda." Everyone's having a good time. They're eating. They're drinking. Seems that's the simcha of a bris is the suda. Oichlin v'shoisin. And ovu imo yatzovim shasur mitashmish. And the Chizkuni brings this here at the beginning of the parasha. Chizkuni is moisiv a little bit. But what's it actually telling us over here? Firstly, of course, it doesn't apply today, because today it takes longer for a woman to have a tara than just the 7 days. But what's the musa in it? What's the lesson for us? Lessons and tremendous lesson over here. It's a lesson of being sensitive to other people's feelings. A couple came to me quite recently, and they were concerned about a shidduch that had been suggested for their child. What was their main concern? They're worried that some of their close relatives, who are a lot older than this child, are not yet married. So they don't want to go into the shidduch. So you say, Haytochna, you're going to lose your child, your child will lose out because of somebody else. Here you see from the Gemara, Bshim ben Yochai, you would have thought Bshim ben Yochai is the Tanner, Bshim ben Yochai would be so concerned about this sort of thing, that Ovi v'Imo Atzovim, the parents are going to be depressed. Why are they depressed? After all, they've got big simcha in the house. They've got Baruch Hashem, Noel ben Zocha. Aren't they happy? No, but everybody else is Oich M'Shoysen, and they're restricted because also the Tash M'Shamit. So you see over here that the Torah is not only down to earth, the Torah is teaching us, don't just think of yourself. This probably explains why the car park isn't full of Rolls Royces, because each person who could afford one thinks to himself, well, Yena hasn't got, so if I could afford one, I'm not going to have full. So that's why the car park's not full of Rolls Royces. Each person is thinking, you know, whatever I have or somebody else has got, I have to think of another person. And this is actually a very practical thing, aloch lemaisa. A person can say, well, I can't help it that this person's in that matzav and I'm not. Is it better that we should both be in a bad situation? Of course not. But it's being sensitive to say, maybe you don't need to poke his eyes out. Maybe you don't need to draw attention to your success. It's not just the Ein Abrochem Tzir Dov Asom Min Ayin. It's about caring for the other person's feelings. Here, the Gemara goes so far as to say, why did the Torah say Bris Milah is on the Yom HaShmini and not Yom HaShvi? Is because of this. Shon Shadron has an interesting Ha'orah at the beginning of the parasha. He says, here the Torah tells us, Isho ki sazriya v'yoldo zocho. And afterwards it tells us, v'im nekeva seileit. What happens if she gives birth to a nekeva, to a female? First it talks about a male being born, then a female being born. And then it says, "Ovimloi simei Torah levein oilavas tovi keves ben shnosel oilo ben yoino isel echatos." So he asks the obvious horror: why does it change the expression? It starts off talking about a zocha and a keva. "Ovimloi simei Torah." It's not zocha and a keva anymore. It's levein oilavas. Reb Shalom answered that when people live ordinary lives, people live the life of any other creature in the world, then you don't have a ben or bas. Then there isn't a son or a daughter. There's just a zocha and a keva. When is there a ben or a bas? When is there a relationship of respect and honor? That can only be if it's b'mloisi meitara. If people live with a different value system, then there's the ben and the bas. But otherwise, it's just zocha and the keva. So the Torah begins talking about zocha and the keva, and it suddenly changes the expression to the ben and the bas after Torah. And it reminds me, of course, of that very beautiful story of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky sitting on the plane. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on a plane, and he was sitting next to a man who had great distinction as being the head of the Histadrut, the head of the trade union movement in Eretz Yisrael, and he was having a conversation with him. And this man says to Yaakov, "One thing I just don't understand. How can it be that I'm very distinguished, I'm very important, I have a very big position, and I don't see that my children give me any honor or respect? And yet I see that you have your sons and your grandsons here, and they give you so much honor and so much respect. I just don't understand it. I'm educated and I'm very powerful and very influential. Don't see this at all. Why is it your children respect you and mine don't? My children don't respect me." So he said, "It's very simple. What do you believe in terms of the origin of man?" He says, "Well, I'm scientific and I'm rational, and I believe, of course, in the Big Bang and in evolution." So he says, "Well, there you answered it. It's simple. You believe that you're a grandchild of a monkey, which means to say that every generation becomes more sophisticated, more intelligent, more advanced, and much greater than the generation beforehand. So if you believe in the advancement of mankind, you believe that each generation is superior to the previous one, then why do you expect your children to respect you? You're less than them. Whereas my value system is quite different. We have a Tond Belio which says, Chayav Odom Loim Amosi Agiu Masa L'Masa Avoysa L'Masa Avrom Yitzchavi Yaakov. Our understanding is we're much less than our parents, and far less than our grandparents, and far less than our great-grandparents. It says, "Mishonim k'malochim onu k'vnei Odom, Mishonim k'vnei Odom onu k'chamorim, v'loi k'chamorim sh'pinchas ben yoye." So we're on a completely different level to our parents, and our grandparents, and our great-grandparents. Well, if that's the case, surely children should honor their parents, because they're higher than them. And here as well, you see the Torah says, "V'mlois yimei tara leven oy levas," that we can have a different hashkofa after b'mloisi meitaro, when people don't live just ordinary lives, living with the constantly meitaro. This week's parasha, besides Tazria, is of course the Mitzayra, and we talk a lot about Loshon Hara and Nige Batim, Nige Bgodim, and the Negoim on a person's skin as well. And there's an obvious question which I once gave an answer to with one mahalach, I'll give a slightly different one this morning. But on Nige Batim there's a very Adova Poshet. Nige Batim is the obvious kasha. The Torah says you come to Eretz Yisrael and you find money hidden inside the house because you have to demolish the house. Why are you demolishing the house? Nig negoyim. Why do negoyim come on people's houses? a plague on your houses, they say. Why didn't the goyim come on the house? The answer is, the goyim come because of Tzoras Ayin. So they come because of Tzoras Ayin and Lashon Hara. So why then should somebody be rewarded when he's done something wrong? Is this a compensation for the demolition process? There's enough money here now to build up a new house because you find all the treasures which the Kananim left behind hidden in between the walls of the house. So I answered once with a very simple word. I said that Lashon Hara comes from exaggeration. You exaggerate. That person has got a chisoron. But when you speak Lashon Hara about him, you're exaggerating. You say, like, you always come late, or you're always lazy, or you're always mean, or you're always angry, you're always in a bad temper. You always have a bad temper. It's not true. A person has got that chisoron. Lashon Hara is not made up. If it was made up, it's Moetzi Shemra. Lashon Hara is true. But it's always exaggerated. Because it focuses just on the negative in somebody, it's just an exaggeration. It's not a true picture of how the person is. He's far better than you're making out when you say Lashon Hara about him. So the Torah says over here, do you know what the cure for Lashon Hara is? The first step is Batim, Nege Batim. You break down the house and you discover that even though there's this catastrophe, this terrible thing that you have to destroy your house, but every cloud has got a silver lining. There's something good here as well. Guess what? I made tons of money. There's loads of money hidden behind the bricks. There's something good in it as well. So teach you a philosophy, how to view people. Yes, he is like that. Yes, he's a nudge. Yes, he drives you crazy. Yes, every single time he comes to you, he tells you the same story and bores you out of your mind. It's true. But you know, he's also very nice. He's also very kind. He's also willing to do anybody a favor. Look at the other side too. So the tikkun of Nigei Batim is discover the treasure that lies within. There's a matmoin. I thought perhaps it's Mekusha to Sfira Sa'ima. I thought, in a way, today's the first day of the Sfira. Do you know why today's the first day of the Sfira? Tell me why. Tachlin. There's lots of reasons not to say Tachlin. Why is today the first day of the Sfira? Oh, today nobody can have a haircut. Today nobody can listen to music. Today no one says you're allowed to get married. Like today's the first day. There's a minhag that when people write a letter in Sfira, and nobody writes a letter anymore, today it's only emails, and today it's only texts, and today it's WhatsApp, and today it's all sorts of other mahalchim of communication or non-communication. But Amalek at Zayit, there was something called a letter. It used to be a letter, snail mail. And people used to write letters to one another to communicate. But I remember when my brother got engaged, he was living in America, was learning in Lakewood at the time, and he called home to tell my parents that he was a chosen. So my mother's Zangzunt actually said to him, you know, why did you call? You could have written. You could have written a letter. You write a letter. But you used to write letters during Sfira, always used to write Matmoinim. Yeah. Why Matmoinim? Because Matmoinim is Mem Tes Moinim. So you'd say, you'd Zayin Matmoinim. So I was thinking, why Matmoinim? So Matmoin is treasure. The Sfira is full of this treasure. What's this treasure? The treasure is, look at the good side, look at the positive side. Meisah tamid Rebbe Akiva, because Lenoga Kovad Zelazeh. Do you remember Matmoinim? Everybody's got treasure, buried treasure inside them. Everybody's got Tomun. There's a Matmoin. There's some treasure hidden in everybody. And you wouldn't look negatively at other people if you realize they're all Matmoinim. Everybody's full of treasure. Everybody's got great things in them. Why did Tamid Rebbe Akiva die at this time? So it says, Lenoga Kovad Zelazeh. Well, that doesn't seem to be an answer that that we understand adequately what's the concept of Lenog Kovod Zelazel? Why is that a reason for Mesu Tamid Rabbi Akiva? I saw a Sfasemis in Pashas Emor, a very interesting Sfasemis. It says that you count Sriya Sa'imetz Yedei Hashem Yimei Tzmimim. So Chazal Darshan Kishem Shehem Tzmimim Kachshnei Seim Tzmimim. Eimos Ahem Tzmimim Kishoysim Ritzayin Shemokim. Ki Atzmimus Hu Advekus Bashoyush Zeh Ik Mitzvah Sa'imet. The main thing of the mitzvah of counting, of the mitzvah of taking oimer is losseis horatius lakrish borchu. V'nimshach brocho dveikus lashoyrish al yidei afroshes horatius at soifoi. Ukmoikein bizman hazeh, at this time, shu ikka gidled hatvuas v'ilonis, which is the main time that things are growing outside, l'chein tzrichen lizdabik b'ashem izbroch b'yom eilu, v'heim hachona al kol hashona. Similarly, in future generations, b'yomim eilu achay yitzias mitzrayim, shenim shechu bnei Yisrael achay kodesh boruch hu b'amidbo. Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they're drawn after Hashem in the desert. K'dichsiv zocharti lo chesed nurayich. U'b'vaday midazeh nisha zchira b'shamayim l'doyrois. Memele yeshis oiris b'neshomois b'nei Yisrael. The neshomos of Klal Yisrael have got a his oiris, got an awakening at this time between Pesach and Shavuos. Lehizbatl eilov yizborach b'yomim eilu. To be in his battle to Hashem during these days. That's the Skulas Hazman. So I was thinking maybe this explains the concept of Sfiras Haimah. Sfiras Haimah, of the restrictions of Sfiras Haimah, the Avelis of over Tamid Rabbi Akiva's death. Why? Loinogu covered Zelazer. What is covered about? Who do you have to be mechabud? So everyone understands, it says in Aseres Hadibros, kavod esavicha v'esimecha. Give honor to your parents. Why? Of course, the toiv, them, they know more than me, well, they should do. They're greater than me, or they should be greater than me. But even if they're not, Torah says, kavod esavicha v'esimecha. Understand kavod esavicha v'esimecha, there's a hierarchy. The Rebbe, the Talmud, b'mechabed. But kovod zeh lazeh means my peer group, my equal. Someone who's on my level, who's not any better than I am. Who doesn't know more. Who's not greater, who's not finer, who's not nicer. Why do I have to give him kovod? So what's the reluctance to give kovod? I think the reluctance is you feel you're losing something. You feel that when you give another person honor, you're making yourself small and the other person great. In fact, it's the opposite. You're making yourself great by giving the honor. Eise mechubed hamechabed es habrias. The more respect you give to others, the more it shows that you're worthy of respect. In the same way that we see on Leil HaSeder, Kol HaMarbe L'Sapa Reizeh Meshubach, you become Meshubach because you're Meshabeach. So it's not only you become Meshubach because you're Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu, you become Meshubach because you're Meshabeach B'nei Odom as well. So here when we started off, the chiluk between the Zocha and the Keva and the Ben Ubas, the Ben Ubas, because they have Kedush V'Tara, they have a different hasoga completely. Why? Because they're nimshachach Hashem Yisborach. The difficulty in giving kovod zelazeh is because the person's not mizbat leil of Yisborach. Once a person is mizbat leil of Yisborach, we use the skulas hazman of the oimer, which comes from the foundation that Am Yisrael laid down b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, with the koyim Hashem zachat l'ches nurayich. The absolute his butless rebellion, total reliance to do nothing, to make zero hishtadlus, Did you find them bringing along massive water tanks out into the desert, which they should have done? Of course they should have done that. You're going to a midbar, there's no water. Bring tons and tons of water with you. Bring as much as you can carry. No. The only thing they brought with them is a bit of dough which they made in the matzah, nothing else. No provisions. We gam tzeda le'osalehem. Mamash nothing. So that, Svasema says, is in our neshamas. That this time when we had that hizbatlus elav yizbarach, we've got a koyach of hizbatlus elav yizbarach. And if you don't use something, you don't use the skulas hazman, then the zman is makatrik. Because the question is, why did they die between Pesach and Shavuos? If Leinohu covered Zelazel, they could have died any time in the year. And perhaps it means that all year round there was a weakness of Leinohu covered Zelazel. But Dafka between Pesach and Shavuos, because it's the Zman of this, his Batlus Eilav Yizbarach, which of course is essential as a prerequisite, a condition to come to Matan Torah, because you can't come to Nasim Nishma unless you have this, his Batlus Eilav Yizbarach. So that Zman, if you don't use an opportunity which is given to you, then it's taken away from you. You always have to use opportunities. The Rebbeinu Shem demands that we use opportunities. And this is a, we can then take this further to understand Parshas Tzara, the whole Indian of Tzaraas. Tzaraas comes because of Chet Loshon Hara. Why? Tzaraas is on the, eventually is on the oir, is on the skin. It's interesting, Loshon HaKodesh, you can see a tremendous amount in the letters of the words. Oir, Ayin Vav Reish, is exactly the same as Iver, as blind. Why is the skin the same as blind? Doesn't seem to be connected in any way. It's an identical word, oir and iver. I think the answer is that it's blindness to just look at the skin. That when you look at the externals, you don't look at the pnim, that's being blind. The Maral, it's quoted in Shem Shmuel, the Maral says, the Chet HaLoshen, the reason why Loshen Hora is so serious, and the reason why Negoim actually aren't given to Goim at all, even though they're doing all the same Averis as us. Could be we're not doing as much, Maral says we're doing worse, as far as these things are concerned. We're worse than the Goim in this respect. But the Maral says, Am Yisrael's essence is, we are Panimi. We're internal. We've got the ability to go beyond the surface, to look inside, to go deep inside. That's matmoinim. So when the person is chalila iver, he's blind to only see the oir, to only see the surface, the skin, then that's the sibba for the goyim. What's he have to do? So this phenomenal idea in the Shem Shmuel. He says, it says in the Pasuk, but Tziva HaKoyen, V'lokach l'mitah shtei tziporim chayis tahoyrois. What does he have to do? What's the process of purification? How do you become better from this disease? So, of course, we know that the basic thing is the Torah goes out of the Machne, and the Tomei Tomei Yikro, and the Chofetz Chaim brings, why the Tomei Tomei Yikro? You should get other people to daven for you because your tefillahs are blocked by your Lashon Hara, which is an awful thing to think about, because then we think, what chance do we have when we daven? At least maybe we do tshuva at the beginning of davening. We start off right near the beginning of Shema Esther, we're saying already, Slach Lonu, so maybe for the rest of Shema Esther, perhaps we've got more chance. But it says in the Pasuk, but Tziva HaKoyen, V'lokach l'mitah shtei tzporim chayis tahoris, v'eitz eres, v'shni soilas, v'eizoiv. So why does he have to take these things? So Rashi brings, eitz eres, the fisha negoim boim agasas horuach. Negoim come because of pride, because of arrogance. Let him lower himself from his pride, like the toilas, like the ezoiv, grass. A toilas is like a worm. Tzeles, Rima Tzeles, worms, and that would be your way of Tara, way of purification. Because it comes to Gassus HaRuach. So the Shem Shmuel asks over here, surely the Midas HaChnor, the Midas HaNova is a good Midah, and Gaiva is bad. So why do you take the Toilas and the Ezoiv together with the Eitz Eres? If the idea is, think about Toilas ve'Ezoiv, so just take Toilas ve'Ezoiv. And if it's because we need to be mashpil, the Eitz Eres, we need to lower the pride, the arrogant person, make him less arrogant, so he should be mevatel himself, because of course he wouldn't come to Lashon Hara if he didn't have Gas Saruach. So just take the Eitz Eres. What's the idea of putting the two together? The Shem Shmuel has a very, very important yesod. He says, "Inyan hamizgoel loynuchal loyme shezera behechlet. Sharimotzinu kol echod veechod chayiv loyma b'shvili nivroilom." The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, everybody's required to say the world was made for me. If everyone is required to say the world's made for me, not for you, for me, b'shvili nivroilom. The world's made for me, and surely he's going to. You can't say that Mizgoy is a terrible thing. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayigba Liboy Bedarke Hashem, Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Vayigba Liboy. See, there's such a thing as Gavus Halev, pride, which is positive and required in serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah in Ovis says Yud Ben Teimoy, Ma'eva Az Kaneme, Kal Kanesh, Rotz Katzvi, Gibek Ari, Lasidin Sinich Shemaim. So all these things are the opposite of Shiflus and the opposite of Achno. But Mamash, the very opposite. And yet they're praised. And we're even told, you've got to do this. Chai of Odom Loima, Bishvili Nivra Oilom. The Tara from Tsaras comes from that realization. You don't just take the Eitz Eres. You don't just take the Toilas ve'Ezoiv. You take it all together to show you that each of these midas have got their place. He says, when a person has achnor and shiflus, it's terrible. It says it brings a person to the worst aver. It says, Midas hachnor v'shiflus, yochoy lovil de yiyush hanoyrech hasu sholem, v'ugorua me'akoyl. When a person has hachnor and shiflus, it can come to yiyush, he gives up hope. And he becomes depressed. He brings over here that the Gimel Mineish Mukhe Shchin Nivru Ba'olam, and from the Avos Reb Nosson says this, Nafshei Shel Moishen Mucha Mehem, that the Teva Mukhe Shchin is to be have a Nefesh Shvolo. And just like there's no praise in Gassus HaRuach, there's also no praise in the Shiflus. And Ein HaShchina Sheolam Teich Simcha. And that's why it was essential for Taras HaMetzorah to have the two things together. To teach us, you want the balance, to not be Mesapa Loshon Hara, to not say negative things about other people. It's important not to go to the extreme of Shiflus. You need to have the Eitz Eres as well. And if you think about it, it's very poshut. This does apply very much in our interactions with other people. Because if someone has a lot of shiflus, they're far more likely to be jealous. They're far more likely to be dissatisfied and be full of complaints and anger and fury at the difference between their level and somebody else's level. So you need Dafka to have the Shiflus together with the Gaiva. You need the Toilas together with the Eitz Eres. Because otherwise he's got a Tara from Tsaras. The Tsaras will go away. It will just come back again. The illness will revert. It will come back. The Shiflus requires a Tara. He needs a Tara from Shiflus as well. Just like he needs a tara from Gassus HaRuach, he also needs a tara from Shiflus. Because the Shiflus, the feeling low, is often the cause of so many serious chatoim. And that leads me to a very interesting Vot Rishulei Diskin, Briskarov. We find that B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Ra Arayin Shel Yosef, Ma Ra Arayin Shel Yosef, why did the Yam split? It's Ra Arayin Shel Yosef. Normally we say Pshat, Arayin Shel Yosef, it says Gabra Shel Ateva, just like Yosef HaTzadik was Mizgab Al Teva, so the Yam also is Mizgab Al Ateva to let the Yisrael go through. Torah says, Vayikach Moishes Atzmus Yosef Imoy. He took Atzmus Yosef Imoy. So Bshuleib is Medayik. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Toiv Lo Imoch, we talk about an Eved Ivri, Ki Toiv Lo Imoch, Imoch B'machal V'Imoch B'mishte. You can say Imoch when something is completely the same. Yosef HaTzadik never said that they should take the Atzmus Yosef with them, with Imoch. He said, V'halisem es Atzmoisai mizeh itchem. Not imchem, itchem. And here the Torah says, V'yikach Moshe es Atzmus Yosef imoy. He took the bones imoy with him. So Shulei was Madaik, and he says the following words. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kufnun Beis, Kol mi sheyesh lo kino beliboy atzmoisov markivim. Kol mi sheein lo kino beliboy ein atzmoisov markivim. Somebody with jealousy in his heart, after he dies, his bones rot. Somebody with no jealousy, his bones never rot. Yosef HaTzadik knows the Yidden aren't going out to Mitzrayim soon. It's going to be a long, long haul. Be a long time till we get out of this place. But Yosef HaTzadik says, V'halisem es atzmoisai mizeh itchem. You know why? Because I want you to see that my bones are complete. I want you to see that I'm not rotten. I want you to see that inside my heart, there's no issue. There's no problem with the Midas. Yosef's brother suspected Yosef of being Mizgoyer, of being proud. They thought that Yosef's got tainas on them. They thought that Yosef will never be Moichel them. When they see his bones and they see their Shleimim, they'll understand that he never had any jealousy towards them, and never any rivalry or competition at all. And on the contrary, all his feelings towards his brothers are perfect. There's brotherly love. He loves his brothers. He wants peace with his brothers. He wants togetherness with his brothers. The rest of Klal Yisrael didn't take Yosef's bones with them. Moshe took the bones with, because Moshe was concerned, I'm going to be a Manig Yisrael, and I'm going to have issues. We see later on, it says in the Pasuk, Oid Ma'atu Skaluni, they're about to stone Moshe to death. We can't even be massing it. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ravn Shel Nevi'im, the greatest human being who ever lived, but no, they were going to stone him to death. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I take Yidden out of Mitzrayim and I'm leading them in the Midbar, I need Atzmus Yosef. He needs Atzmus Yosef, he says, as a dugma, how to be koivish his kas and his kina on Klal Yisrael. And he can say to himself, just as Yosef was completely innocent, Yosef was completely clean of any kina, any kas connected his brothers, despite how they treated him, the abysmal way he's been treated, he has no kas and no kina and no tainus whatsoever. That's the mila which Moshe Rabbeinu wants to take from Atzmus Yosef. Imoy. Imoy means really with him. not just itchem, but imoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu is on the same page. So with that, we understand this is the Hizbatlus. This links into the Sasemus we started off with, when he says, this man of Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Koyom Hashem Zachati Loches Nurayich Lech Lechach Bamidbo, when there's absolute Hizbatlus Eilov Yizborach, when there's complete bittul to Hashem, that's the Mafteach, that's the key to relationships with other human beings. The only way that we can be nitzel from Lashon Hara, the only way that we can be nitzel from Machloikus, from Kinah V'Sina, is when we're totally in his battle of Yizborach, when we have this connection with Hashem, this belief that every single thing that we've got is what we're meant to have, and what we don't have is what we're not meant to have. It's that is battlus which Klal Yisrael demonstrated at the time of Tzias Mitzrayim. That's the Mafteach to Shmiras Haloshen. That's the Mafteach to the Kovod Zelazer. That's the whole message of Sfira. That in our preparation for Matan Torah, preparation for Shavuos, one needs to focus all one's attention on this area of improvement, this area of change. And you think to yourself, that sensitivity of a man who's concerned about other people's feelings. He's worried about his daughter getting engaged before her cousin. He's worried about this, he's worried about that. Like Shimon Yochai teaches us there in that Gemara Nidah Lamed Aleph from the base, where he says, why did the Torah say Bris Milah is on the 8th day, not on the 7th? Shalei Yaakov Smechim, because otherwise everybody else is happy and not Ovi Imoy. You see, the Torah is teaching us again and again sensitivity. Concern yourself with somebody else's feelings. Don't just think of what suits me, what fits me, to think of the other person. It's also interesting, I was thinking about the Oyer and Iver. It's the same gematria with Mispakotten as Shoichad, because Hashoichad Yabe in Echachomen. Shoichad makes a person blind. Shoichad and Iver is Oyer, it's the same. Mispakotten, same gematria. It's the surface attitude which causes Lashon Hara as well. And that's another part of it. One thing to stop a person speaking Lashon Hara is to realize, just like you don't know the matmoinim, you don't know all the positive things in another person's life, you actually don't know all his hidden troubles either. You don't know all his hidden worries and problems. So instead of being so jealous about all his issues and all his difficulties, you don't know the matmoinim. The matmoinim, the hidden parts. If you had more understanding of the hidden part, then you wouldn't be jealous of his success, and you wouldn't feel that his life is so great and yours is so difficult. You'd realize they're matmoinim. Don't be on the oyer, don't be on the blindness of skin, of the surface. Instead, go deep inside. Look underneath. Do some searching. That's the matmoinim. This treasure hunt really is the message of the Negev Batim, the treasure hunt, and that's a treasure hunt we should be doing throughout the days of Sfira as we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah with these messages of Negev Batim, the message of Pinoy Kovod Zelazer.
It's another aspect to Rosh Hashanah and Ne'er, because of Kostas Oyer Ba'alaf.
The Oyer, yes. That's the Oyer, that's the real Oyer. Kostas Oyer.
You remind me, we used to mention Tala, it reminds me of Yerth Yam, it's very interesting. On the course of the living